Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. As you may already know, we have been going through a series of programs on the resurrections and what happens to you and me after we die. Where do we go? Are we somehow still alive? Does a sinner go to an ever-burning hell fire and burn forever and ever, even though they died and they were buried? Do the righteous go to heaven, even though they died and they were buried as well? Now truly, if the sinner goes to hell and the righteous go to heaven, then you wouldn't think there would be a resurrection. Why would we need to bury anyone if that were true? Have you ever thought about that, my friends? Have you ever asked your pastor these questions? Have you ever looked into your Bible to find the answers and the truth about what happens at or after death, or the truth about the resurrections? Yes, plural, more than one resurrections. Your Bible says, the soul that sins, it shall die. Nothing immortal about the soul. We do not have a so-called immortal soul dwelling within us from conception or birth. We quoted last week Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 5, which says, the living know they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Now notice that. This is coming from your Bible. The living know that they shall die. Yes, you and I, we know we're going to die, don't we? But your Bible says the dead knows not anything. Yes, the wages of sin is death, not eternal life burning forever and ever in hell fire. It is appointed to all men once to die. But after this, the judgment, or the resurrections, or a time of judgment. That's what it means. The judgment is a resurrection, and it is a time for judgment. 1 Peter 4, verse 17 says, judgment is on the house of God. God's true church is under judgment now. That is, true Christians are under judgment now. And yet, when a true Christian dies, they are dead. They are buried just as the sinner is. We spoke of the first resurrection last week, when those living in Christ will be changed and those dead in Christ will be resurrected. Now notice John 5 and verse 28. John 5 and verse 28. Christ is speaking here. He says, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all, notice this, my friend, says which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. Now Christ is speaking as though that everyone that is dead are still dead, and they're going to hear his voice. Now this is speaking of the righteous. It's speaking of the sinner as well. All that are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, yes, a resurrection of life, a resurrection to eternal life in the family, in the kingdom of God, in the government of God, after Christ, when Christ, at least when Christ returns and sets up his kingdom on this earth, which he's going to do. And it says, and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life. This is the first resurrection. And those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Now this is speaking of the second resurrection. Those will be resurrected to condemnation, or a time of judgment is what it means. Condemnation here comes from the word judgment, and it means judgment, a time of judgment, speaking of the second resurrection. So it gives two resurrections right there in that one verse, speaks of two resurrections. Yes, this resurrection to judgment takes place over a lifetime, not in a few minutes. Hebrews 9 and verse 27 says this, it is appointed to men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Yes, a resurrection to judgment that we just read. Notice what it says in Revelation 20 and verse 5. Revelation 20 and verse 5. If you have your Bible, I hope you do. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, speaking of a first resurrection here, and did you notice what it said? It said, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. Speaking of the second resurrection, as we just read about in the book of John, John 5. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. Over such the second death has no power. Now that is the wages of sin. The second death is the wages of sin. And as I've said before on this program, the first death is not the wages of sin. Because most people that die this first death have not even been judged, have not been condemned, have not been sentenced, because they have not been judged, because they haven't known the plan of salvation. They haven't known God's word, God's way. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such a second death has no power. No, because if you have part in that first resurrection, you're going to be resurrected as an immortal being, as a spirit being, born right into the family of God. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Notice verse 11 and verse 12 here. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. This is speaking of the second resurrection, my friends. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Yes, judged over a period of time. And as you may already know, that Isaiah 65 brings out some more about the second resurrection. Isaiah 65 and verse 18 says, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Now, it isn't hard to figure out that this is speaking of a future time, because we know that Jerusalem don't fit this category today. It says, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. A future time after God has come back to this earth, sent Christ back to this earth, and established the kingdom, the government of God on this earth, after Satan has been deposed for 1,000 years. Verse 20, no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed, or condemned, or sentenced. Now, every indication in the Bible is that in that white throne judgment period that we read about in Revelation 20 there, and is speaking about the same right here in Isaiah 65, that second resurrection, that everyone that will be resurrected in that second resurrection will have at least 100 years to know and to live God's way. Yes, to know and to live God's way. It says a child will die 100 years old, and the old man will not die not having fulfilled his days. Yes, in the second resurrection, in that time of judgment, that is a time of judgment for most of the world, everyone will be judged by God's word, just as the true church of God is today. And they will have 100 years to live and be taught God's way and to be judged by God's word, the Bible. They will be given an understanding of God's word, his plan of salvation. If they accept God's word, God's way of life, and begin to live it and live it throughout their life, they will be saved. If they don't, they will be condemned. They will be sentenced to the wages of sin, which is death. Romans 6 and 23. No burning in hellfire forever and ever. Notice what Malachi 4 says here. Malachi 4 and verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble, and the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Eternal of Hosts. My friends, it doesn't sound like that the wicked is going to be burned forever and ever. They will be ashes under the feet of the righteous. Yes, so says your Bible. God says, for that which befalls the son of man befalls beast. Even one thing befalls them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yea, they all have one breath, so that a man has no preeminence over a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 19 through 20. You can read that. God's word says, men die in the same fashion as cows, horses, dogs, or sheep. Their condition in death is the same. They both owe their lives to the oxygen in the air. When they die, they both decay and return to the soil from which they came. Are the dead somehow, some way, still conscious? Notice what it says. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them, that is, their memory, their conscience, their thoughts, is forgotten. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 5, which we've quoted time after time in this series of programs. David knew this. He knew that man returned to the dust, to the elements of the soil from which we came. He wrote, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? That is, to the grave, of course. Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare your truth? You can read this in Psalms 30 and verse 9. Thus your Bible shows that when humans die, they are no longer conscious. They have no thoughts, no memory, no awareness. The Bible describes death as the deepest kind of sleep. Complete unawareness of the passage of time. No pain, no worry, no memory. Notice this. Says, while I live, I will praise the Eternal. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth. He expires, or he dies, it means. He returns to his earth. And that day, that very day, his thoughts perish. Psalms 146, verses 2 through 4. Yes, God's word refers to the dead in Christ as those who sleep in Jesus. You can read of that in 1 Thessalonians 4, 14, 1 Corinthians 11 and 30, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. The dead know not anything. Your Bible says they have no memory. They are characterized as being in the most profound sleep with no conscious thought, no awareness. At the instant of the resurrection, they will once again be thinking, remembering, conscious beings. To them, it will have been as if from the moment of death to the moment of the resurrection, only a fraction of a second, the twinkling of an eye, had passed. Millions of them will say, what happened? Millions will not even know they were dead, for millions have died so suddenly there was no time for thought or even pain. This is the way it will be. This is the way it ought to be, and this is the way that it will be taught when Christ returns back to this earth. This is what will be taught in the millennium when Christ returns back to this earth. And my friends, if you still want to know more about what happens to you when you die or the resurrections, call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklets, When Someone Dies and the Resurrection Sequence. So just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080, When Someone Dies and the Resurrection Sequence.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete. Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.